Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Folks, excited to be with you today. We are talking to a Lifestyles family who spent about 46 years building a net worth, joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and through their real estate investing, doubled that net worth in 4 years. Another way of saying that is what took 46 years to grow, they doubled in 4 years. As Del Walmsley says, you can't get rich slow. Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Raj and Kunjal Vazir and their daughter, Disha, who hopefully we're going to hear about from a little bit later. And glad to have, that's their college-age daughter, and we are working on your financial freedom. Now, we talk at Lifestyles Unlimited, as Del Walmsley says, it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. And in recent months, I've had folks who've made a wide variety of kind of what we call unlimited lifestyle choices. I had a couple of weeks ago, Richard, who paid for 40 of his family members to come to the beach in Florida for 5 days and spend his birthday with him, and then launched a foundation in honor of his mother. I heard recently of a pastor who just wants to be a pastor for free. He has replaced his church income with real estate and said, hey, you guys don't got to pay me anymore. I'll do this for free. I had talked to Scott, who increased his net worth 20 times after joining Lifestyles and now mentors others, and in the process has helped a number of folks become multimillionaires. And we hear story after story after story like that. People who got to choose their lifestyle because they used real estate to buy back their time. And they were able to do that because, as Del says, you can't get rich slow, meaning you can't save your way to riches with a 401k. You have to have something to exponentially accelerate that growth. And each of the folks that I mentioned, they did it by joining Lifestyles Unlimited, taking the education, going out and investing their money in real estate, where you make money in 5 different ways with single family and 6 different ways with multifamily. You make money with the cash flow, with the equity capture, the appreciation, the principal pay down, the depreciation, and with multifamily through forced appreciation. And so today we're talking to Raj with his wife Kunjal. They started out working in their business, running hotels, and are transitioning to working on their business, buying back their time so that he can increasingly choose the lifestyle that they want to live. And so, guys, I want to just give both of you just a second. Just introduce yourself to our audience, who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, your education, family, etc. Kunjal, why don't you go first?
Yeah, hi. My name is Kunjal Vazir, and I grew up in India. I did my master's degree in mathematics and got married to Raj, came back to America in 1999, and then we started family, and first we started the motel. So I do have my master's degree in mathematics, and I also continue here with my master's degree in computer science. That's what my education is.
So you use that math degree and that computer science degree to run hotels?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. And Raj, tell us about you.
I love to play with the numbers.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. And Raj, tell us about your background.
Yeah, so I actually migrated to U.S. When I was only 9 years old. My father had come here in 1975, and we all came about 1981 as a family. So throughout the years, you know, I did all my college schooling and everything here. I did electrical engineering as my bachelor's of science, and I got a job right out of college working for a semiconductor company. And then I moved along through other companies, becoming, you know, ultimately a senior engineer. Moved to Texas back in 2005 because we were looking for businesses out in California, as where we grew up, where I grew up. And then we couldn't find anything. So I pretty much worked in the corporate industry for about 20 years. And then in the process, we decided that, you know, we had to get into business. So that's how we started out with a motel business. I was still working while we had the motel. Kunjal was running the business side, and I was actually still working as an engineer.
And you grew up in the motel business, is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up in the motel business. My father was managing and running up motels as well, so I kind of had good background in motel industry.
How did he get into that? Was that just a job for him, or
it was
or
a job for him? Yeah, it was. He was pretty much working for somebody, because when he came out here, he did like two jobs at a time, working in restaurants, you know, motels and stuff like that. So, but ultimately, I mean, he wasn't strong. He wasn't highly educated or anything. So, motel mm-hmm. was an easy one thing for him to do. So, and raise
yeah,
his family.
So, at that time for both you guys, what was your investment strategy? Did you have an end game? Was retirement ever going to happen, or had you thought that far ahead?
We hadn't thought that far. I mean, we knew we had to get into business, because working for somebody, we knew our destiny was not in our hands. Back in 2000, you know, there were massive layoffs and stuff. I was working for a company out in California, and I saw people that were there for 20 years, and they were getting laid off left and right. So at that was the point when we decided we had to get into business. And we started building, like, small portfolio, single family, and, you know, operating the motels. But we kind of were, like, you know, you mentioned we were working in the business, so we never had time for anything. No travel. Family time was kind of tough. So it was kind of like no end to this.
Yeah, working. Yeah. So I'm kind of curious with the single family, knowing what you know after going joining Lifestyles, how was the single family? How did that work for you? Good, bad, indifferent?
The single family worked out pretty good. I mean, like I said, we were building slowly. But then we started realizing, you know, we were running into scalability issues. So that's when we joined Lifestyles. We learned about apartments, and yeah. That changed everything for us.
Yeah. What about you, Kunjal? I mean, in terms of retirement, did you have thoughts about that in those days?
At that time, we were just starting the family. So my main concern was raising my daughters by myself rather than putting them in daycare. So mm-hmm. what we did is when we got the motel, I worked in the motel taking care of my parents and my daughters. And then Raj was still working in Austin as an engineer. So got we it. Didn't think that far about the retirement at all.
Great. Hey, guys, stay with us. We are talking to Raj and Kunjal Vazir. What took 46 years to grow their net worth, they doubled in 4 years. We're going to hear Rutzer's story on the other side of the break.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we are talking to Raj and Kunjal Vazir about their investing, and they started out with hotels. And Raj, tell us just a little bit, what is the lifestyle of a hotel operator? I mean, you started out with one, I think, in 2005 or so, and then I bought another one in 2010.
Correct.
And what's the lifestyle of a hotel operator? And how big were these hotels?
So, yeah, so the hotels are small. The first one we purchased was actually very small. And like I said earlier, Kunjal was actually running the property by herself. So it was small enough where she was able to run it. So the lifestyle of a hotel operator is pretty much you're living in the hotel. At least that's how we started out. And then you're pretty much working on it 24/7, literally. Because whenever somebody comes to the front desk, they ring the bell and you rent the room. But then you go about your daily life kind of thing, living. But we did acquire our second property in 2010, not too far from our first one. So that we were able to handle both properties. We did have somebody manage the second one, so we weren't like overstretched. But again, yeah. It does require a lot of time.
And so when you say small, how many rooms is small?
The first property is about 15 units. The second property is about 30 units.
And I'm asking that for a reason, because that took a lot of time to operate. And when we get to your hotel, when we get to your first apartment, we're talking about 108 units, and I'm guessing less time to operate than the hotels, which is really remarkable when you think about it. But we'll get back. We'll get to that. Okay. First of all, how did you discover Lifestyles?
So I worked in Austin, North Austin, and it was almost like an hour drive for me back and forth. So, you know, I always like to be multitasking per se. So I was listening to radio and stuff. So I did hear about Dell's radio show. So I heard about Lifestyles through the radio. Just like, you know, what I'm on, kind of surprising that I'm actually on the radio now. But anyways, when I found out about the expo, that's where we signed up. I told my wife, we've got to go to this thing. Because again, we're kind of overstretched with the motel, so we needed to kind of expand scalability wise.
Yeah.
So we attended our first expo back in 2017 in April in Houston.
And you did something that nobody does. Most people don't do. You came to expo and you said, okay, we're signing up. We don't want to go home because if we go home, we may change our mind. And so we just need to get moving forward. And I want to explain to people for just a second what Expo is. Expo is the largest gathering in the United States of successful real estate investors, single family and multifamily. We're talking 5,000 people. It's going to take place on March 16th through 19th of this year here in Houston. And in fact, I can give you a free ticket if you go to Lifestyles Unlimited to the website. And then there's those little three lines on the left side of the website. Click on those and you'll see Expo and Tour. You can get a free ticket. They're $97 a piece. You put in the promo code is really simple. It's my name, David. All caps. Put in all caps, David, when you get the ticket, and you'll get it for free. So I want you to be able to have access to that. And then there are some other packages that you can buy. You can read about all that. But a great way, obviously, as we have an example here with Raj and Kunjal, to jumpstart your real estate investing in a tremendous way. And so you're listening right now to a couple who went from 0 to 60 very quickly, and they started that by going to Expo. So I want to encourage you to go do that. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Just use my name, David, all caps, for the promo code. So you guys go to Expo. After that, you go to the two-day financial freedom seminar. And what is the big thing that you said, okay, this is what we got to do?
So when we get, so let me give you a little history on my background. After college, I started attending, you know, doing these other multi-marketing kind of stuff and stuff like that. So, you know, it was when we first went there, we were kind of hesitant. But when we actually sat through the expo of how Dell came, you know, out and kind of explained everything. And the biggest thing that struck me was when he said, you know, a lot of foreigners, in a sense, like people from other countries that come here, they start businesses. But what they end up doing is they work very hard in their business, like with family and stuff. And they spend so much time. And, you know, we don't really work on our business. We work in our business. And that struck me as the most powerful quote that when you mentioned that.
He was reading your mail. He had you exactly is what you guys were experiencing. So that was a pretty powerful moment for you, I'm sure.
It hit home, basically. And we're foreigners, and we do exactly what he just said.
You took it a step further. You're actually living in your business, living in the motel.
Correct. So there is an attached apartment, two-bedroom kind of thing, so we do live there.
And most
hotel operators do it that way, so.
Yeah, and folks, if you're not quite capturing it, because it took me a minute, it took me a couple of times to hear this before I really understood when Dell said, don't work in your business, you want to work on your business. If you want to be a handyman or a handywoman, that's called working in your business. You're going to buy a rent house, and you're going to be the person that goes out there to fix the house. You're going to buy an apartment community, and you're going to be the handyman. You're going to be the person collecting the rent. You're going to be doing all those things. That's what he's talking about. If you want to be a successful real estate investor, you work on your business, not in your business. Every time you pick up a hammer, you're losing money and you're losing time. And that's what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, because we want you to have passive income. You want to buy back your time. So you guys excited about that? Join Lifestyles. What was the next step for you guys in terms of your education, getting started? Where did you guys go from there?
So once we signed up, you know, we followed the normal process of getting educated, met with our mentor, because, you know, Lifestyle does assign us a mentor. So initially we had just decided to do passive investing, which means we'll, you know, put our money in just investing in other people's deals. But then when I had an interview with my mentor, you know, I sat down with him, actually my wife, Kanjal, and I both sat down with him, and he basically looked over our resume. He saw that how much real estate background we had, the business background we had, and we had enough funds. So initially, we were going to be just passive for about 2 years and then become lead, which is basically like a syndicator where we do our own deals. And he said, Raj, you're ready to do this lead right now. So we had only been in lifestyle for about 3-4 months. So basically, I took the natural next step. It's like, okay, if I'm ready, if I have all the background, let's jump all in, right? So we started looking for our first property deal.
One thing I want to ask you first. So this mentor who's giving you advice, and I'm sure he advised you all through the whole deal, how much did you have to pay him?
Nothing. I didn't have to pay him. He was assigned to me to kind of guide us.
What kind of commission did he get on the deal that you eventually did?
Zero.
So yeah, that was all part of the package. I just want to make sure people understand that.
Because people always think, how? You mentioned education. Yeah, we did actually do education. So lifestyle does want to make you educated before you obviously make decisions. So we did take some classes. Initially, it was all just for passive investors because we do have to take classes so we know how to read reports. But then when you want to become a syndicator, there's a whole another set of qualifications that we need to go through. So we went through all of that, obviously. So.
And did you guys invest in some passive deals before you bought your first apartment?
We did, yeah. We invested in 2 passive deals before we actually decided to jump in.
Okay, well, hold right there, and let's touch on that on the other side of the break. Guys, you're hearing from Raj and Kunjal Vazir. They increased their net worth, doubled their net worth in about 4 years after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, David Ruzicka.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Hey, I do want to remind you, if you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, if you've never been to one of our free workshops, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up for one of our free workshops. It's free. There's no reason not to. It's 90 minutes long. It is online. It's live streamed. It is live. It's not a recording. And we teach you the 5 ways that we make money in real estate, actually in the 6th way with multifamily called forced appreciation. We show you actual real life examples of those. And we teach you the principles that we use to run our business. I'm one of the workshop presenters. And so you can actually see me in person or see me, you know, live instead of just hear me on the radio if you want to. Or you can hide your eyes when I come on the screen. But go to that lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and get signed up for that. So today we're talking to Raj and Kunjal Vazir. They're out of San Antonio, by the way, and started out with passive investing, meaning they're investing in somebody else's deal. Someone else says, I'm going to be a lead investor. I'm going to go find an apartment community, and I'm going to raise money from other Lifestyles members. And guys, how did you find your first passive deals, and how did you determine whether they were the right deals for you?
Yeah, so basically, passive deals are kind of, think with those, we have to attend like case studies or road trip is what Lifestyle hosts, where we go and, you know, look at, first of all, obviously how the thing operates. And then in these meetings, we can also meet other passive investor or lead investors. And at that time, people, we had to get on these leads mailing list and whatnot, and then our distribution list, and whenever they get a deal, they would announce it to us and give us the numbers, and if we like the numbers and whatnot that makes sense for our portfolio, we would, you know, show our soft commitment to them. But a lot of time, lead information is also on the celebration list, which I think it has migrated over to the Podium software, which wasn't existing before. But Podium has made it a lot easier too. But that's how we found leads, basically.
Yeah, and he's just talking about an in-house way for people to be able to communicate with leads. One of the things we do with those road trips, you guys went to some road trips, I know, is we teach our members how to evaluate deals, how to look at the numbers, how to determine, is this the right deal for me? Maybe it's a yield play, and you're looking for equity capture. Well, we teach you how to differentiate between those two. If you're looking for yield, you want income. That's one kind of deal. If you're looking for capital gains for equity capture, that's an add value deal. The operator is going to add value to the apartment community, and then either take the money out through refining or through selling. And so, or it's a combination of the two. Anyway, we teach you all those things so that you're well educated. And so folks just like Raj and Kunjal could go out and do that. And so then you pretty quickly decided, okay, it's time to buy an apartment community. And before that, you had a 15 unit and a 30 unit motel. Mm-hmm. And you went out and looked for what size apartment community?
At that time, I didn't have an idea. Obviously, the higher the number, you know, the better way to invest it. We were looking for a yield play mostly, nothing value or anything, because we kind of wanted to get that income generation cash flow going. To kind of, because everybody, as I myself was, you know, skeptical in the beginning, so we had to find something that we know kind of works instead of trying to wait 2 years to find out. Like value play, some of these other deals that takes a little bit longer to get the money back.
And why is bigger better?
The manageability. So, you know, there's other investors, and I guess the bigger deals are normally ran by more experienced people. But you know, it was just one of the, it just fell, I guess, in our lap that the bigger one, we would have invested in a small one as well, but it just happened to be at that time the available one to invest in.
It's the economies of scale that are involved there, because you can actually hire more staff to help run the apartment, so you're not doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
You can even hire a management company if you choose to do that. So you went out and you found a 108 unit. That's your first one, correct?
That is my lead deal, correct? Yeah.
Yeah. So was that that was the first apartment that you bought?
Yes. So when I became a lead, the first apartment I bought. Which was, I guess, when I talked to a lot of people afterwards, like, that's unheard of. So I guess I was also mentored by another lead, a friend of ours, that they mentioned that, you know, instead of working on a small one, it's better to work on a larger one, because the amount of work you put in is going to be the same. But with the larger one, you can actually hire people to do the work instead of doing it yourself. And that's where that all working in the business versus on the business comes into play. So we decided to just go big.
And how did you find that apartment?
It was through our Lifestyles Realty that was presented in one of the acquisition road trips, another one of those trips, the LUI-sponsored events.
Oh, it was actually on an acquisition road trip.
Yes. Yes.
And so what he's talking about, folks, is this is a road trip where members come and a Lifestyles Realtor will explain the deal. I actually had Scott Van Nostrand, one of the mentors, on a couple weeks ago, and he talked about those acquisition road trips. And you think, oh, this is Lifestyles just trying to push a deal. Well, the Lifestyles realtor is trying to push a deal. But I've been in the room where Scott then came up afterwards as the mentor after the realtor left the room, and he tore the deal apart and said, I would never buy this apartment community. So we teach you how to determine whether the deal is a good deal or not. And so you guys saw one that you liked and walked through the numbers while you were there and said, okay, this is the deal for us. So then how'd you go about raising money to buy this? Because this was a $6.3 million apartment community?
Correct. It was a fairly large amount. Obviously, we never have that kind of money to purchase. But so, like I said, it's a syndication type of thing where we're like in Lifestyles, we call it lead. So I would be the lead, and I would go, and all the people that I met throughout in case studies or road trips, just engaging with people at these networking events, expo, I build a list of passive investors, and then I blast out this information to them regarding what the numbers look like. And they get to, you know, evaluate it, and then they would participate with me as partners, and I would, you know, set up what the minimum requirement to invest in it, that sort of thing. So that's how I actually get the investors to participate with us. And because this was our first deal, Lifestyle has, you know, they're trying to protect the passive investors first, obviously. So they want to make sure the lead has a skin in the game. So we obviously have to put a bigger chunk in the deal as well. So that's how the passive investor knows that we have a skin, and you know, they're not going to lose their money just overnight. I'm not going to run away with their money.
And I want to emphasize something you said. You said, obviously, Lifestyles is trying to protect the passive investors. Actually, that's not obvious. It's not obvious. It is true, and it is remarkable that Lifestyles and Del Walmsley set up a system to protect the passive investors, because you can go out and find deals to invest in, and the purpose of the deal is to make the syndicator rich. The purpose of the deal is to get as many fees involved up front and leave just enough skin on the bones so that the passive investor will fork over their money and take a big risk. With Lifestyles, we do the opposite. We make sure that the passive investor is protected, that the lead investor has a white paper of rules that he or she has to follow on the deal. So hey, it's so true. What Raj just said is true, but it's not necessarily obvious in the sense that it's not common in the real world. I would say it's probably less than common in the real world that the passive investor is protected. It's more of a idea of buyer beware in the real world. I remember hearing that in business school years and years ago. So you guys found a deal. You had passive investors that came alongside. I would add one thing. It's the reason. One of the reasons I know the passive investors trust you is because they know you have a mentor. You have a Lifestyles mentor who is someone who is a multimillionaire, who has made their money investing in real estate, who has taken the task of mentoring people just like yourself and making sure that you're successful and that your investors are successful. And that is the secret to Lifestyles Unlimited. Folks, stay with us through the break. We're talking to Raj and Kunjal Vazir, and we're hearing their story of their great investing and how they made a lot of money for their investors.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Folks, my name is David Ruzicka. I am your host. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I am talking today to Raj and Kunjal Vazir, who have actually purchased two apartment deals along with other Lifestyles members as their passive investors. I do want to remind you, the way they got exposed to Lifestyles Unlimited is they went to the Expo, and we have Expo coming up March 16th through 19th of this year here in Houston, Texas, and you can get a free ticket if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Go there and look for Expo. You have to click that little button that shows the, because it makes a drop down, the little hamburger thing on the left side, and go to Expo. If you use my name, David, all caps, just David, not Ruzicka, just David, all caps, you'll get a $97 ticket for free, and I want to encourage you to do that. So right before we talked about this $6.3 million apartment, 108 units. Remember, Raj and Kunjal had a 15-unit and a 30-unit motel, which took a lot of time to run, and now they've got a 108-unit apartment community. Raj, walk us through the first months of that acquisition.
Sure. When we did take over, we were under the impression that it was a yield play, which basically means most of the operations are already, the way it's operating, it's already making money, and we're just supposed to take over and just continue operations. Well, when we took it over, we found that there was, a few things we can upgrade and like flooring, backsplash, things of that nature, and which would allow us to increase the rents a little bit. The rents were already not up to the market, so that was another thing we kind of took into consideration. So when we started to do the upgrade, we kind of made this yield play into a hybrid play, so which means a little work added into it could increase the rents, and that's how we approached it. We didn't really have to evict anybody per se because normally, when you want to do rehabs, you have to make sure the units are vacant before you can do anything. But we had some to work with, and then once we started maybe 5-10 at a time, and then what other residents started seeing, we kind of hosted like a little small events to show get the existing residents to come out and take a look at the new upgrades, and that's how we were able to get them interested and tell them the new rents, and they're more than willing to pay that little $100 or $50 or whatever the increase was to them, and then they would move into this new unit at the newer rate, and then we took over their old unit, upgrade that, and then repeated the process until we pretty much took it all the way up to 100% everything rehab now to the standard. Everything is the same color scheme. So new fans, new hardware fixtures for the appliances as well as the bathrooms and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I've seen the inside of this apartment community, and it's beautiful. I mean, it looks really great, but it's not really expensive to make it look beautiful, which is the secret.
Correct.
To this. And some of the parts and things you bought, I think, on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And
correct, the backsplash and stuff like that. We got the good quality ones, the doorknobs, and yeah, pretty much everything. We didn't spend we didn't put a marbles or something in the countertop because you have to kind of upgrade according to the tenant base, I guess, for that area. So it was enough for us to kind of make it stand out with not too much money spent on it.
Yeah, and I didn't mention these apartments. These are in Hondo, Texas, which is a small community outside of San Antonio. And how many other apartment communities are there in Hondo?
So there's only two market-ready apartment, which means basically we can set our own markets, basically, rents. The other one, a big apartment complex is there. It's actually income-based, so it's government type of entity. But it's just two apartments that actually can dictate their own rents.
They're actually competition with you.
And actually, the second apartment actually is also owned by LUI, and we actually purchased them at the same time as a combo because the owner owned both of those apartments.
Now, I'm curious, is that competition for you, or are you guys able to work together?
We actually work together. Matter of fact, we actually share resources, meaning my manager is shared between the two properties as well as the maintenance staff. So, we just kind of split the cost, basically. The other property is a little bit smaller, 48 units, I believe, and ours is 108 units. So we kind of accordingly bill him for the staff kind of thing for that. But we pretty much have same vendors that we use for rehab, same color scheme. So it almost seems like it's the same apartment complex because they, what the advantage is if somebody kind of messes up at one of our location, they automatically get disqualified to be at the other apartment, so they can't move from one to the other. So they try to be at their best behavior, so they don't get blacklisted.
they can't go to the apartment community across the street.
Exactly. So we're not competition at all. We do have a different scale. I mean, different apartment layouts as well. So he's got a lot of one bedroom over there. I don't have any one bedroom. I have two and three. So we're not really directly competing with each other in that sense either.
Now, I'm curious, when you're running a motel, do you share resources with the competitor motel across the street?
Not at all.
Nope. No, we don't.
Yeah, when a McDonald's moves into town, do you think they could share resources with the Whataburger?
Nope.
No, nobody does that. Nobody does that. Only in this community with Lifestyles Unlimited. That's something that Dell fostered from the very beginning, where people open up their books, share resources, work together so that everybody is successful. It's called an abundance mentality. It means there's enough for everybody, and so we don't have to fight for our little scraps. We learn from each other and support each other. And tremendous. So what kind of return, just kind of sum it up for us, have you gotten so far for your investors on this property?
Sure. So because it was a Yoplait, we knew kind of the operations was already intact. So we were actually able to distribute pretty quickly within, I think, the second quarter. We started it out about 7 to 7.5%. And that was back in 2018 is when we purchased it, end of 18. And then right now we're already at 9.5% distribution.
And so you started out at 7.5%. Did you ever have a 401k or an IRA?
We do, yeah. When I had the full-time job, I did have a 401k.
Yeah. Did that ever pay you 7.5%?
Nope. We couldn't touch that money.
No, you couldn't touch anything. That money. Yeah. Exactly right. So this is paying you cash flow. This is not about the capital gains. We haven't got to that part yet. This is just about the cash flow. Cash so flow. You've got cash flow starting out at 7.5% and then jumping up to, you said over 10%?
We're about 9.5% right now.
9.5%. So what about the equity capture?
The equity capture, two ways we can capture that, you know, is obviously refinance or selling the property. Well, we did enough of these upgrades and raising the rent, you know, that valuation is based on how much money you're bringing in. So when we went to our lender, they told us your property is worth, you know, this much now. We actually ended up refinancing it, so we were able to pull that money out, the equity from that property, and then we just continued keeping the property.
What percentage did you give back to your investors?
We gave about 30%, I believe, 30, if I'm not mistaken, 30% back.
How much did they pay in taxes on that money?
No taxes at all, because it's because of the depreciation that we've taken on the property. So they don't have to.
Well, I'm talking about for the refi.
Oh, refi. They don't have to do any.
They don't pay any taxes on it.
It's a loan.
Exactly right. That is the beauty of multifamily: is you can refi that property, pull the money out, go and invest in something else, and you still have equity in the property that you own because you have forced that property to appreciate. And you guys did a great job at that. So tremendous job on that property. Something you can't do in the stock market. Something you can't do with your 401k or your IRA. And that is in 2 years. So tremendous job. And I want to jump to one other subject here real quick while we still have a little bit of time, and that is Deisha. Deisha, introduce yourself. How old are you, and what are you studying at the University of Texas? This is their daughter.
Hi, my name is Deisha. So I'm 19 years old, and I'm studying biology, and then I have a minor in business at the University of Texas at Austin.
And you're already invested in a passive deal. Why did you, and we have about a minute and a half, so why did you want to invest in a passive deal, and how did you choose to do that?
Yeah, so my parents, you know, taught me that it's nice to have multiple streams of income. Like my dad was talking about earlier, he had a job, and there are a bunch of people getting layoffs, so it's not always reliable just to have, like, income coming from one place. And then with passive, it's kind of nice because my parents do lead, and as a passive, you're not really, like, so much, like, working on the property. You're just kind of, like, giving the money, and then the lead investor kind of takes care of it all.
That is tremendous. You're 19. You're invested in your first passive deal. You're already a real estate investor at 19 years old. Most kids get out of school. They go to college where they rack up a bunch of debt and get out of college and work to pay that debt off. And you're already way ahead of the game. And so great job, Raj and Kunjal, for fostering that kind of environment in your home that Deisha would be already a passive investor with money that she saved on her own. So good job, guys. Appreciate you so much being with us today. And I want to say to the folks that are listening, what is the lifestyle that you want? maybe it's the freedom to go where you want, to not work in your business, to work on your business like Raj and Kunjal. Maybe it's the freedom to live wherever you want to go, where you want to live, take a trip to Colorado or Hawaii every year. Maybe it's a mission trip every year. What is it for you? I want you to think about that and get to the lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for that free workshop and let us share with you how we teach people to do exactly what Raj and Kunjal and Disha are doing in their own life. Remember, folks, you can't get rich slow, must have cash flow. Join us with Lifestyles Unlimited, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, and go to one of the free workshops. We are working on your financial freedom.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
I remember a preacher one time, he took over a church. He started giving a sermon, and everybody applauded the sermon, thought it was really good. They congratulated him, but that's really a good sermon. Then the next Sunday, he gave the same sermon again. And they go, yeah, that's a really good sermon. And then the third week, he gave the same sermon again. Finally, the church elders pulled him aside one day and said, hey, do you realize you're giving the same sermon every day? You haven't changed it up in 3 weeks now. And he looks at them and says, yeah, and I'm going to keep giving it until you guys get it. That's the way I feel sometimes. I feel like I've been giving the same sermon for 26 years. And some of you get it, and bless your hearts and souls. Man, I'll tell you, like last night I spent some time with people. There's some great, great members of Lifestyles. I love them. And the accomplishments that they've made are incredible.
Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.